This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. A new car is kind of like a new book. It takes you places you never thought you could go. What will you drive into the next chapter of your life? It's fun to dream about your next car, but when you're done dreaming, you need to head to Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you find your dream car. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about channeling messages from the group with Steve Rother. When you refer to it as the group, it makes me think of different inputs. I can't say different beings, different entities. I'm not sure how to describe that because I don't have this experience. But it seems like the group signifies different perspectives, different information coming into you from these different entities. Do you see them as separate, and do they... Obviously, they coexist with each other. I guess I don't want to say you've named them necessarily, but that's how we would do it. You know,
I have named them.
Okay,
I have named them, and it's a. You see, I think you're channeling these incredible questions. You didn't know that this is a big part of the story here. So, good job, good job. The first 15 years that I channeled, they just didn't want any of that. They just wanted to be called the group. They didn't even ask me to call them the group, but we called them the group because I needed a handle to put on it. I was aware that they were multiples, but it was strange. It was like I'm chasing them through this house, and I can't even count them because they keep changing rooms. So they told me that they're the group of nine. There's nine of them. Well, eight of them and one of me. Apparently, I'm part of the group. So that's all I knew for the first 15 years. 15 years ago, they started identifying themselves. None of them were beings that had been to Earth, so I couldn't check any of this stuff. One was called the Keeper of Time. One was called Ilra, who's basically a being of rhythmic service. He loves to speak in this funny rhythm and gets energy through in that way. And we have M, which is EM, which is me backwards. Then we have the scientist of the heart, and we have the observer, and we have Merlia, who is the feminine version of Merlin. And then we have Zandria, who's all about feminine empowerment. So that's eight of the nine. The ninth one came in just about 5 weeks ago, and she has been here to Earth. In fact, she was the first woman. Her name is Lilith. And I didn't have... She basically, before I started channeling, she says, you're going to have to do some research because you have no knowledge of me, and yet I'm here. And I did. And it's right in the Bible. Not her name or anything else. Several of the books that were removed from the Bible, Zohar, and different books that were not there, talk about her a lot. And basically, she was Adam's first wife. In Genesis, it actually says that God made Adam and a woman from dust. And later in Genesis, it says they put Adam to sleep and took his rib and made Eve. So she said, I was the first wife, and that she refused to lay beneath him. And that wasn't about sex, not at all. It was about domination. Mm-hmm. And it's all, she's all about feminine empowerment. And she apparently was upset because she had been demonized, just like most women are demonized. Eve was demonized. Mary Magdalene was demonized. You know, they basically take these incredible women who've been part of our history, and they find something wrong with them, some way to look in another way. So she was supposed to be responsible for taking children from their mothers during their birth or having the children die after birth. They even have little amulets that they used to wear to keep Lilith away. And she's the most loving. She's very harsh, I'll tell you that. She came in and said, what the heck are you guys? She didn't use those words. She used some pretty harsh words, but she basically said, what are you doing here? You need to wake up, guys. And she was talking all about it, and just some really beautiful messages. But she's the ninth member of the group.
Did that
and she
change,
has come in.
Did that change your perspective then? With that other input, it seems like it could open up some other possibilities or some other avenues of thought on how it all comes together?
Well, again, you're talking to a contractor who was extremely male. And now I'm talking about becoming sensitive, becoming empathic. And I think I had that deep within the whole time, which is why I couldn't stop crying in the beginning. It was finally breaking free right. and coming out and being able to release. But I was, you know, I was growing up. I taught to be a good little boy, and I had wonderful parents. I don't want to ever talk bad about them. But the reality is I was taught certain things about being strong and being a male
right.
and all this good stuff. And
because
now we're talking about carrying feminine energy in the male body and masculine energy in the feminine body and how we can all come together and balance this, because we're pretty far out of balance right now.
At some point along this journey, you had to have said, why me? Why is this happening to me? How do I deal with it? Maybe at some point you were even like, can you please stop? You know, it had to have been just overwhelming.
It was. It was, especially when they started wanting me to write. I almost wish I would have been a better student in high school or gone to college or anything else, because I had no clue that this would have ever happened to me. But it turns out I'm pretty good. It turns out I can command an audience when I stand up and speak. It turns out that I've got a lot of these things here. The way they describe it, the group describes it, is that we, the whole nine of us, have been troubleshooters throughout the universe. And when there's a place where we can plant seeds, we'll come there and one of us will incarnate and the others will drop in information, whether it comes through as channeling or what. But, you know, Moses was channeling. Jesus was channeling. You know, mm-hmm. Buddha was channeling. Muhammad was channeling. They all talk about getting these messages. That's what this is. Now, I realize I'm putting myself in some pretty high standards here, but we've had a lot of this before. I think Einstein was channeling. I know Tesla was. So I think all of this comes from a different place, and I literally had to do my investigation. I'm very technical. I love to build computers and study quantum physics and quantum mechanics and different aspects of that. And the group shows me how this all fits into the larger picture of things. So it turns out I'm pretty good at this, but I would have never had any clue that this would have happened.
I am
and
so
what they
glad.
Say about it.
I was just going to say, I'm so glad we're not having a conversation about quantum physics.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep up with you.
Well, they said that, they basically said that I was the one that got stuck on Earth this time. This is my first time here, apparently.
That's so fascinating.
I would have known that.
Now, you are working on a new book, and that's called Crossing the Veil. Tell me what that book's going to be about.
Well, spiritual psychology was all the book about what happens after you're born to when you die. Crossing the Veil, which, by the way, has a new title. It's being picked up by Inner Traditions and will be published in August on a very large scale. It's called The Veil Matrix from there on for. But it picks up what happens when we die and what takes place when we go home. Also, how we prepare to come in for a new life and what happens on the other side, how we make these contracts and set some of these things up, whether we call them good or bad. None of that really applies in many ways because all those things are illusions. But it basically talks about that. And it talks about ghosts. It talks about things that happen to us, how we can work with this. You know, the reality is, Carol, we're all going to experience death in many times in our life before we die. Mm-hmm. We should be teaching this stuff in school. And we're not. We're afraid of it.
I think it's the unknown.
Afraid of talking about
it. Anytime it's unknown, people don't know how to talk about it.
Exactly. So they wanted the book, and that's what we ended up. That's my latest book.
Now, the book, it's going to be Steve Rother, but really, is it you writing this with the group?
This book actually came from a live channel that I did, a course that I gave online. It was a 9-day course. I was so impressed with the material that came out that I said, we're going to have to try and turn this into a book. We had it transcribed, which this happened like 4 years ago. The transcriptions were difficult back then. they're easy now, but it was difficult. We got it transcribed, and it was edited and edited and added to. And every time I look at it, the group says, you can add this. So I added a little more. And it turned out to be a really wonderful book. It talks about multidimensionality. It talks about...
What do you mean by multidimensionality?
Well, I don't think there's just one of me. I think there's an unlimited number. In fact, most cosmologists and theoretical physicists that I know, they don't call it the universe anymore. They call it the multiverse. The numbers absolutely support it. And people are starting to realize that we're actually multidimensional. The way the group puts it is they basically say perfection is not allowed on planet Earth. When we come in, we have to divide. And they say this beautiful, perfect white light hits this crystal. We call the crystal the higher self. And like a prism, it divides it off into these beautiful colors, which are actually the perfect imperfection of the white light. And each one of us has a little bit of perfection, a little bit of things that we're going to learn. And we all live at the same time in the same moments, but we don't see each other and we don't know it. But we're starting to. And that's one of the things that's changing. We're starting to become aware of multidimensionality.
I was having a conversation with my sister the other day about people hearing voices. And she's like, maybe
there you go.
There's some sort of dimension that kind of gets crossed. And you are, for a moment, you were open to it and you were able to hear it. And
very wise sister.
I will have to share this conversation with her.
Absolutely. She's exactly right. And it's not just voices. Sometimes you see these little shadow figures out of the corner of your eye, out of your peripheral vision, and you turn to look at them, and of course they're gone. But we're starting to thin the walls between the dimensions, and therefore we can actually gain more of our perfection. But, we're probably going to go into a little fear about it first. That's what we humans seem to do, so we'll get over that for too long.
Do you think that some people... there's many of us who have had a paranormal experience or multiple paranormal experiences in our lives. And other people never have had anything like that. And it could be simply because they weren't exposed to it. But sometimes I think it's because they're so shut down, they're not open to it. And they don't know what it is. So they don't know how to experience something they don't know what it is. And I get all that. But how do you line it all up with paranormal experiences versus kind of going through this life? Because I think we so often say it's, and I'm using air quotes, a ghost. And sure. So obviously it's someone who has died, who has not passed on, who has not crossed over. Is that kind of how you see it?
The group describes it very simply that when we go home, we have to go through this tube or the valley of the shadow of death or however you want to describe it. And some of the negative energy that is completely unresolved does not go. So part of them stays behind, but it's the real negative stuff.
And it's
very real. I've had my own experiences. So it's very real. It's not imagined. But that's part of the reason that so many people that try to do get rid of ghosts or try to resolve them sometimes can't, because they have difficulty actually communicating with them and being able to make sense, because they're not a whole being. It's just the incredible negative unresolved energies that are left behind. So it's almost like an imprint that they left. And of course, they'll attach themselves to a house or a person or different things of that nature, because it's kind of like a magnetism. They're comfortable there.
Do you think the same thing could happen with, for lack of a better word, confusion when you pass? Like, for example, you passed in a tragic way and it was very sudden and you're confused and you're having a hard time moving on because you're not sure really what's happened. And so could that also happen? You can leave part of you stay, part of that energy stay behind?
That's one of the things that can happen, is basically an entity can be a little bit earthbound. That doesn't usually last very long, though. Some of the ghost situations can last for a very long time, really generations. And that usually doesn't happen that way. One of the things that we do before we come in is we make certain contracts. We want to have a certain vibration. Sometimes we'll plant our name with our parents. Sometimes we want to be a certain birth order, and we want to be able to get out of here a certain way and so forth. So we plant some of these opportunities up to actually go to the other side of the veil and cross over. One of the contracts we make is for what we call a greeter. Now that's, you'll hear these stories many times. That somebody steps out of their body and they're met by their uncle who died 20 years before. Or they're met by somebody that they know, that they trust. And they basically help them get out of the body and travel home. Come through this tube or the shadow of the, valley of death, as is written in the Bible. But basically to kind of guide them home in some ways. But there are certain ones that don't make those contracts, or they don't see the people, or they ignore them. You're still on the planet of free choice when you step out of the body. If you look the other way, you won't see it. And they can be earthbound for some time. This happened to my wife when she passed. I'll tell you the story real quick because it's fascinating. She died in hospice. Both my sisters, not my brother, but both of my sisters were there. And they were kind of, being a family and watching her leave. Everybody loved Barbara. And after she died, we came back here to the house. And we're standing at the foot of the bed. And we've got our arms around each other. And the light on her side of the bed starts blinking on and off. Well, that was perfect for us. We all went to tears because we knew she had made it and we knew she was okay. But that was absolutely crossing the veil.
Yes.
And that was absolutely. So it happens in all sorts of ways. Yeah, I do think that happens.
I've always kind of thought after my dad died that he's sort of stuck around, kind of.
You got it.
In a guardian angel role. I don't know, for lack of a better term. Do you have a choice? Because, I've always thought once you cross over, what is time? Do you have to go somewhere right away? Can you say, hey, I'd rather watch my children and and be sure they make it through okay.
There's something they told me that is the most confusing part of all their messages, and that there's no time on the other side of the veil. In fact, there's no time here. It's an illusion. And mm-hmm. even as now that people are looking at the James Webb telescope, they're coming up with the same possibility. The time is an illusion. We're starting to see things from a different perspective. But the truth of the matter is that happens all the time. And the reality is there's only one thing that crosses the veil clearly, and that's love.
Mm.
So you bet he's watching over you. You know, we used to give these seminars all over the world called the Transition Team Seminars that talked about death. And in that seminar, we would always get to the point where, well, honey, if I die before you, I'm going to make sure that you're not lonely. I'm going to make sure that you meet somebody and you're not stuck in grief. And we would always say that. And the funny part is, I always thought that I would die before her. I never dreamt that I would be left here without her. So what happens? She sends me this girl, and I fall in love.
Oh,
and I get over the grief. And we both know that it was her that sent it. My girlfriend was very confused about this because she knew Barbara really well. And she walks out in the backyard one day and she says, Barbara, if you need to give me a sign if this is okay. And the first thing she does is find a big feather at her foot, which was one of Barbara's favorite things, feathers. And then she sees a rainbow. And she holds her hand up to show me the rainbow, and I take a picture of it. It looks like the rainbow's coming out of her fingers. So she got her answer, but 3 weeks later, we're at her house in Belgium, and the same thing happened.
Oh, wow.
And I have pictures of both of them with these rainbows coming out of her. So we're very convinced that this was here. Now, since then, we've kind of broken up a little bit. We're still very close, and we still talk almost every day. But we've stopped trying to live together and, you know, be a couple together. But I have no doubt Barbara did that, because after she died, I was just waiting for her to come get me. That happens all the time.
It happened to a friend of mine recently.
Yep.
What do you think about guardian angels?
Oh, I think these are part of the contracts that we make. I really do. We have guides that ride on our shoulders, that these poor beings have to watch all these mistakes we make. And they're sitting there telling us to turn right, and then they have to watch when we turn left. You know, so they're wonderful beings. And then we have the guardian angels, which are just what you say, highly advanced beings that have evolved tremendously, who touch us. That's kind of what I call the rest of the group. Is these, and they told me they're from what we call the angelic realm. So I have no doubt about that. And I think we all have them if we choose to listen.
That's absolutely the key right there. Because I was going to ask you, I think that most of us are able to not do what you do. You're kind of the exception. But I think that we're in tune with more than we give ourselves credit for. And
yes.
And intuition, you'll just be like, I kind of had a weird feeling. But that weird feeling signifies something more than just, I had a weird feeling. It saved you, or you turned left instead of turning right, or whatever it was, you had that feeling. And so I think a lot of us could get more in tune with that side of us if we allow ourselves. What are your thoughts?
That's correct. Well, I do believe that people channel in different ways. I channel with words. There's musicians that channel with music. All of a sudden they hear something and they have to recreate it. There's the artist that has a vision and has to recreate it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we all channel. We just call it different things. Absolutely. We have, I don't know if I'm answering your question exactly the way you put it, but I believe we all have this gift and learning to trust it, learning to use what we have, because we all have something different. learning to use that to the highest degree is the most difficult part.
You do offer workshops and training courses, yes. Correct?
Yes.
And is that something you can do online, or do you also, I'm assuming you do it in person as well, in groups?
Yes, I do both. I do both. Yes.
What kind of workshops do you do?
Well, we typically do a long-term workshop, which is called Light Master, and it's 3 times a month, and it goes on until you choose not to do it anymore. We've been doing it for like 14 years now, and there are people that have been in it for 14 years. After a year, you can become ordained as a master of the light, which is actually a legal ordination in the United States. We're a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Then we also teach little short classes, maybe 2 times, an hour to an hour and a half per, and we'll cover different subjects. We'll cover being able to move things with your mind, telemetry. We'll cover basic things about generational trauma. How do we deal with that? What is it? How does it work? We do a lot of healing courses. I just did a multidimensional course this morning that was strictly for Russia. It was translated and released in all of Russia. So I do different courses in different places. Haven't done many in the United States lately because I've been very busy in other places, but I do a lot in Europe. And like I said, I had a girlfriend in Belgium, so I was doing a lot in Belgium and Holland and in Germany, some of the places over there. So, yeah, it's been incredible. But those doors open, and I get to play. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. That's the reality. That's the reality.
It would be interesting to be in your head for one day and just to see how this all comes together for you.
There's plenty of room. You're welcome.
It sounds a little crowded, though. I would pop in and everybody be like, what's she doing here?
No, they probably go, we've been waiting for you.
Now, you can get more information at your website, steverother.org, and I can put a link up on the show notes people can click on that. And then once the new book, The Veil Matrix, that comes out in August?
Yes.
So after that comes out and life slows down, because I know it gets really busy when you have a book release, but come back on and let's talk about that book. I'll read it and we can dive into that, because I think that would be really interesting.
I'll send you a copy as soon as it's ready. Actually, I can send you a copy before because I published it myself under Crossing the Veil. I'll send you one of those copies until the new one comes out.
That would
absolutely
be great.
I'd love to do that.
And then we could talk about that because I think that'd be real interesting.
Sounds great.
Well,
Carol,
Steve,
I really enjoyed being on your show. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. And that wraps up our conversation about channeling messages from the group with Steve Rother. For more information, visit his website at steverother.org. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without commercials, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.